And now some news from the world of sports in Major League Baseball. The Boston Red Sox were rained out in Kansas City last night. They'll make up that game with a day-night doubleheader on Wednesday. Tonight, Rick Porcello takes the hill for the Red Sox, looking for his seventh win of the year. The New York Yankees may wish that they'd been postponed in Arizona last night, but they don't get too many rainouts out in the desert. The Diamondbacks were waiting and chomping at the bit to snap their five-game losing skid, which they did with authority, clobbering the Yankees 12-2. Not a great debut for rookie Chad Green for the Yankees, who went four innings, giving up six runs, only four earned, though, on eight hits, and certainly he wasn't the only Yankees pitcher to get tagged last night. Arizona third baseman Jake Lamb was more like a lion, blasting a three-run homer as part of a five-run fifth inning for the D-backs, who also benefited from a rare error by Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira that started the inning. Lamb also singled and doubled. He finished a triple shy of the cycle. Michael Pineda gets the start for the Yankees in Game 2 of the series tonight. He'll be opposed by Zach Greinke, the former L.A. Dodgers and Royals ace, who's having a real off year, especially by his high standards, just 3-3 on the season with a 5.26 ERA. The New York Mets were idle last night. They host their division rivals and currently in first-place Washington Nationals tonight. Great pitching matchup in this one. The Nats will send Max Scherzer to the mound. He's fresh off a start in which he tied a major league record with 20 strikeouts against the Tigers. And Noah Syndergaard goes for the Mets. He won his last start on a three-hitter, and he also homered twice in that game. To the NHL playoffs, and here's something amazing about Sidney Crosby, who for 10 seasons now has been one of the best, if not the best, hockey player on the planet. He has twice been named the league's most valuable player. He was Rookie of the Year in his first season in Pittsburgh. He helped to lead the Penguins to a Stanley Cup championship in 2009. He has 338 goals in his career to go with 600 assists, but last night he did something he had yet to do in his Hall of Fame career: score a game-winning overtime goal in the playoffs. Sid the Kid's wrister past Tampa Bay goalie Andrei Vasilevsky just 40 seconds into overtime gave the Penguins a 3-2 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning. It ties up the Eastern Conference Finals Series at one game apiece as the series shifts to Tampa Bay for Game 3. The Penguins had a 2-0 lead in this one before the Lightning battled back to tie and head to overtime, so it was arguably the biggest playoff goal of Crosby's career to avoid going on the road down 2-0. The game winner also ended an 8-game scoring drought for Crosby, and Tampa fans have to feel nervous about having that one goal open the floodgates to a whole lot more. As the cliche goes, when it comes to players like Crosby, you can't stop them, you can only hope to contain them, and that containment period may have just expired. If Crosby going 10 years before scoring an overtime playoff winner is a shocker, here's another one. In the NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder went into Oakland for Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals against the defending champion Warriors, who have a healthy Steph Curry back on the court. They fell behind at one point by 14 points and came back to win the game. This marks the first time that the Warriors have lost at home in the playoffs this year, and the only thing not surprising about this upset win is that Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were most responsible for making it happen. Durant scored 26 points and hit a clutch jumper with 30 seconds left that led to a 108-102 victory for the Thunder. Westbrook was pretty quiet in the first half but found a groove in the second, pouring in 24 of his 27 points on the night after the break. Steph Curry had 26 points and a career-high 10 rebounds, but the Warriors uncharacteristically missed some big shots down the stretch, and suddenly the Thunder have stolen home court advantage from the champs. Game 2 is Wednesday night back at Oracle Arena. Tonight in Cleveland, the Cavaliers will host the Toronto Raptors in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference NBA Finals.